faith is not an idea that God is somehow trustworthy, but confidence in him based on his proof of utter trustworthiness in dying for me.
Welcome to Gateway to Joy, a ministry of Elizabeth Elliot, author of over 20 books, including Secure in the Everlasting Arms and God's Guidance, A Slow and Certain Light. As you put your faith in the solid rock, study the unchanging word with us today. Here's Elizabeth Elliot.
You are loved with an everlasting love. That's what the Bible says, and underneath are the everlasting arms. This is your friend, Elizabeth Elliot, and I hope that if you were listening yesterday, that even if you had already put your trust in Christ, that you may have just reaffirmed that trust. We all want to be held in those everlasting arms. But God's not going to force himself on us. He wants our trust. In Pamela Reeve's little book, she says, faith is not an idea that God is somehow trustworthy, but confidence in him based on his proof of utter trustworthiness in dying for me. I'll read that one again. Faith is not an idea that God is somehow trustworthy, but confidence in him based on his proof of utter trustworthiness in dying for me. The cross is the shining proof through all the ages, isn't it? On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross, where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was slain. Yesterday, I read to you from Lilias Trotter's biography entitled Until the Day Breaks. I read you the story of a young woman named Sharifa, who, in the face of great persecution and difficulty in North Africa, trusted Christ. I'll read a little bit more now about her influence on her neighbor. Yet in spite of the opposition, she continued to witness quietly to those who would listen, and especially to her neighbor Banja, who was dying. I never saw a soul come to Jesus so quickly, said Sharifa. I read to her, and she loved the words and wants me to stay beside her all the time. She says, Jesus has come to my heart like a drop of honey. Then the message came that Banja had died suddenly, and Sharifa broke into a passion of weeping. Oh, if only I had been there, she sobbed. Oh, if only I knew that she was truly saved. Then Lilias takes up the story. We seemed unable to comfort Sharifa, although we, who knew the Good Shepherd's tenderness, had no doubt at all that Banja was safe with him. And later, Sharifa's doubts were also laid to rest. She had gone with the other mourners to look at Banja once more. But when her turn came, the mother pushed her violently against the wall and shouted, "You shall not look upon her face. You made her a blasphemer." So she went home alone and wept. And later the neighbors came and told her what had happened. All Monday afternoon and night, Banja had cried for Sharifa. But the mother refused to send for her, saying, "Enough of her blasphemies." In the morning, the family saw that death was near, and they gathered round her to try and make her witness to Mohammed. Suddenly she cried out, "Veil yourselves! Veil yourselves! There's a man coming. He's tall and beautiful and dressed in white." They thought her mind was wandering and placed her little boy beside her. "Who is this?" they asked. "It is Hamid," she replied. "Do you think I am mad? I know you all. But make way for this man. I know him, but you do not know him. He has brought me water to drink, and I will give him his letter." She felt under her pillow for her little prayer card. They brought her water, but she turned away. "I don't want it," she whispered. "I have drunk his water. It is Jesus." She looked up and passed on, with the little prayer card crumpled in her hand. It's all very lovely, and we can only praise God. The loveliness is dawning on Sharifa now through the mists of her grief. She is thankful now that she was not there to raise a storm around Banja at the end to add to the distress of her family. Jesus, quietly, irresistibly, went to her instead. Praise his name. Now, there's a story of a woman who had very, very little of the gospel to hang on to. We have the whole Bible in our country. And as you who are listening know, you can switch on the radio practically any time of the day or night, and you can hear a gospel message. You can hear gospel music. You can go to a church in any town in this country. You can turn on the television. But there are those who have only the tiniest thread of truth. And in the face of the tremendous power of another religion, they cling to Jesus Christ, as did Sharifa and Banja in North Africa back at the very beginning of this century. Faith is not a vague hope of a happy hereafter, but an insurance based on trust in Christ's death. I want to read Psalm 27. This is one of my favorite psalms, and the first verse is one of my favorite verses of my life. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the refuge of my life. Of whom should I then go in dread? When evildoers close in on me to devour me, it is my enemies, my assailants, who stumble and fall. If an army should encamp against me, my heart would feel no fear. If armed men should fall upon me, even then I should be undismayed. One thing I ask of the Lord, one thing I seek, that I may be constant in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple. For he will keep me safe beneath his roof in the day of misfortune. He will hide me under the cover of his tent. He will raise me beyond reach of distress. Now I can raise my head high above the enemy all about me, so will I claim him with sacrifice before his tent, and sing a psalm of praise to the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I call aloud. Show me favor and answer me. Come, my heart has said, seek his face. I will seek thy face, O Lord. Do not hide it from me, nor in thy anger turn away thy servant, whose help thou hast been. Do not cast me off, or forsake me, O God, my Savior. Though my father and my mother forsake me, the Lord will take me into his care. Teach me thy way, O Lord. Do not give me up to the greed of my enemies. Lead me by a level path to escape my watchful foes. Liars stand up to give evidence against me, breathing malice. Well I know that I shall see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong. Take courage. And wait for the Lord. I love the Psalms. You know why? Well, because they're so real, so genuine, so honest with God, and so down to earth. If you're feeling miserable, you can tell God exactly how miserable you feel. The psalmist did over and over again. And yet, in contrast to his expressions of misery, he so often rings the changes on his expressions of trust. And this one begins and ends in trust, doesn't it? The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom should I fear? Wait for the Lord. Be strong. Take courage. And wait for the Lord. And thank you for you who pray. God bless every one of you.
You've been listening to Gateway to Joy with Elizabeth Elliott, author of over 20 books, including Shadow of the Almighty, The Life and Testament of Jim Elliott. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.